Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Where the line between neighbor and nightmare is razor thin. Welcome to Hidden Killers. With Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
The case of Judge Kevin Mullen's murder has been extremely fascinating, heartbreaking to watch, as well as a judge's life was taken in his very own chambers by his friend, long life friend and sheriff. But the question is, why? What happened here? What happened between the two of these people, the sheriff and the judge, going out for lunch, and then eventually getting into an altercation in his office on camera that ultimately ended his life? There is a lot of question about what was going on in the days leading up to this event, the potential motive in the case involving Letcher County Sheriff Sean Mickey Steins and the late District Judge Kevin Mullins, linked to that prior lawsuit alleging misconduct within the sheriff's office back in 2022, a federal lawsuit filed against Sheriff Steins and Deputy Ben Fields, accusing Fields of coercing a woman into unwanted sexual acts within Judge Mullen's chambers. The lawsuit also claimed that Sheriff Steins failed to properly train and supervise Deputy Fields. 3 days before the fatal shooting on September 19th of this very year, Sheriff Steins was deposed in a connection with the lawsuit. During that deposition, he reportedly exhibited subdued, tense, and evasive behavior, which seemed a little bit out of character for him. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. Again, we're all just trying to put the pieces together here. What do you think? Do you think any of these past issues like this have something to do with this case?
You know, a sheriff doesn't go into his buddy, a judge's chambers, and just open fire for no reason at all. There is surely something going on behind the scenes, and I think those events you alluded to, a lot of people are thinking, hey, that must have factored in to some degree. You have really this horrendous shooting, and it's captured on video, and so it's not even like the sheriff was trying to be surreptitious or anything. And so, what motivated this sheriff to just open fire on his buddy, a judge, in the judge's chamber?
There's so many questions here. Of course, in the video, we saw Judge Steins on bringing out his phone, There was some talk of it being a picture of his daughter on there, calling the daughter of the sheriff, and then shortly thereafter, the shots being fired. Again, that seems to be somewhat of a key piece in this, and of course, everyone's mind goes to, is there some sort of inappropriate relationship going on here? We don't know. We have no evidence of any of that right now, but there clearly was some sort of very harsh, motivating event that would have caused someone to go down this road.
Yes, yeah, certainly. And you know, many people have views of people in law enforcement, people in the law as being, you know, really above board for the most part, that they're not engaged in some, you know, super underhanded, shady stuff in a back alley, or at least we don't see them as being engaged in that. But even in Colorado, there have been dissension within police departments based on some pretty salacious interactions between those folks that no one really expected law enforcement to engage in. And so, I mean, really anything's possible.
How difficult is that to argue something like that lawsuit causing enough stress or whatever it may be, whether it's the lawsuit, whether it be something he found on the phone, to cause someone to commit this crime, to commit murder in court, and to get the jury to go along with you saying, look, in his normal mind, he would have never have done this, but because of this, this caused him to do that. That's got to be a hard one to argue.
You know, it's certainly a hard sell. There are kind of multiple levels that a defense attorney could argue. One is not guilty by reason of insanity, that the sheriff was so beside himself he didn't know right from wrong. A lesser argument, but would still be beneficial, is like this was a heat of passion thing, or he had some impaired mental condition, those sorts of things. And I think you really have to buttress it with talking about how traumatic law enforcement life can be. You know, we don't always talk about how those folks don't always get the best support. They don't always have the best resources to speak out about what's troubling them. And sometimes they act out in crazy and egregious and dangerous ways. And that's kind of what we're seeing here.
Were you surprised that the death penalty is kind of being thrown out there on the table already on this, considering the other thing that the prosecution is saying is that this was basically a crime of passion in some way, shape, or form? And then to have the death penalty thrown in there so quickly?
You know, I think it was way too premature to even consider that. You know, when we're talking death penalty, usually we're thinking serial killers. We're thinking people who are killing children, mm-hmm. people who are torturing people. This appears just to be kind of a run of the mill is the wrong term, but a rather average interpersonal relationship that just truly unraveled into this horrible killing. But that doesn't really strike me as like, oh, this is qualified for the death penalty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it there just seems to be not enough information yet to even go down that road. I'm wondering how surprised the community and those families are going to be by what eventually is unearthed, because I'm thinking a lot of people are going to find out a lot of things about loved ones that either can't answer about them because they're no longer here, or they're locked away, or there's, I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot to this that was probably going on underneath the surface that somebody didn't want to get out. I mean, that's what I'm wondering about of maybe the motivation factor here in this is one could be exposed for something. I don't know. There's a lot of questions there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, certainly some revelations could come to light. Again, it reminds me of a situation with the police department in Colorado where I practice, where there was dissension in the police department, and then it really began to unravel, and there were accusations here and there. There was allegedly infidelity, swinging, drug use, all sorts of things that no one would ever envision would come from, you know, folks who are in law enforcement, but yet here we were. And so we'll just kind of have to see what information begins to trickle out as this case progresses.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.